You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, I'm Nick Olmos, and this is Tech In 2, the coronavirus update from Wired. Brought to you by Quantic School of Business and Technology. Health officials prepare to deliver a vaccine, the science community clashes with Trump, and a patent battle hurts the contact tracing effort. Here's what you should know. Senior government officials say they're prepared to get a vaccine moving to administration sites within 24 hours of a candidate being approved by the FDA. The vaccine will be free for all Americans and could roll out at the end of 2020 or beginning of 2021. The editor of the journal Science has abandoned years of careful academic speak to call out the Trump administration, recently stating that the current situation may be the most shameful moment in the history of U.S. science policy. The condemnation comes as a surprise from the normally stoic publication, but was also followed by the first ever presidential endorsement from Scientific American on Wednesday for Joe Biden. A company called Blinksy, which holds three contact tracing related patents, has sent claims seeking the equivalent of $1 per resident to states that have released or plan to release contact tracing apps to track COVID-19. While they may not win the case, it could hurt the chances of contact tracing adoption across the country. Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech In 2 newsletter at wired.com/TT.
Quantic is transforming higher education to suit modern students and future leaders. Stuck at a desk, listening to pre-recorded lectures, following along with endless slides. It's outdated. Quantic brings the traditional MBA to life with a focus on innovation and technology with a mobile-first, network-driven approach, allowing you to learn on your schedule and alongside leaders from the world's top companies. Delivered on our award-winning interactive software in a micro-lesson format, you'll receive personalized feedback every 8 seconds, not at semester's end. Transformative leaders need transformative education to make real change. Visit quantic.edu/wired to learn more about the modern MBA.